Jesus and His Friends at Bethany, February 16. Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. There was one home that He loved to visit, the home of Lazarus, and Mary, and Martha, for in the atmosphere of faith and love His Spirit had rest. Among the most steadfast of Christ's disciples was Lazarus of Bethany. From their first meeting his faith in Christ had been strong, his love for him was deep, and he was greatly beloved by the Savior. It was for Lazarus that the greatest of Christ's miracles was performed. The Savior blessed all who sought his help. He loves all the human family, but to some he is bound by peculiarly tender associations. His heart was knit by a strong bond of affection to the family at Bethany, and for one of them his most wonderful work was wrought. At the home of Lazarus, Jesus had often found rest. The Savior had no home of his own, he was dependent on the hospitality of his friends and disciples, and often, when weary, thirsting for human fellowship, he had been glad to escape to this peaceful household, away from the suspicion and jealousy of the angry Pharisees. Here he found a sincere welcome, a pure, holy friendship. Here he could speak with simplicity and perfect freedom, knowing that his words would be understood and treasured. Our Savior appreciated a quiet home and interested listeners. He longed for human tenderness, courtesy, and affection. Those who received the heavenly instruction he was always ready to impart were greatly blessed. The multitudes were slow of hearing, and in the home at Bethany Christ found rest from the weary conflict of public life. Here he opened to an appreciative audience the volume of Providence. In these private interviews he unfolded to his hearers that which he did not attempt to tell to the mixed multitude. He needed not to speak to his friends in parables.